CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to the week, 22nd of August. We're getting through this August pretty quick.
Too quick, I think. Is it time to do Christmas shopping?
Quick enough.
Quick enough.
We've had enough of winter. It's time for spring, please.
Actually, that's a fair call. I'm so ready for some warm weather, hey?
Yep.
I'm ready to...
16 partly cloudy Thursday. It's going to be a scorcher.
Oh, so hot. So hot.
Straight into spring.
Hey, Adam, we're going to Agfest this week.
Yep, Thursday, Friday, we'll be there broadcasting.
Different hours.
Yep, that's good too.
We'll be there from 10 till 2, so make sure you come and see us.
Mm.
It's going to be lots of fun.
If you can't make it down, catch the action right here. We'll broadcast the entire thing.
Oh, just for your convenience.
There are prizes up for grabs if you come see us, though, I believe.
Yeah, accommodation package, which is nice.
So
worth it.
Bribing you, you know what I mean? Come see us.
There's always a bribe with us. Always.
I'll tell you, let's bribe them into staying listening this hour. Today in history, there's a bribe.
Okay.
Who dat Carl Barron, the coast's favourite comedian, we found out. We'll play with his voice.
They do froth Carl, don't they?
So can you spot his voice from a lineup of three? Also, the South Park 25th anniversary has just happened and Trey Parker, the creator, has revealed what he's most embarrassed about. He wants to eliminate three seasons from his past.
No.
He's embarrassed. And also, they did a concert, which was brilliant.
Okay.
Of all the music, it was so good. They're great. They're actually sick musicians, both of them.
Yeah.
Do you watch much South Park?
No, not a lot.
You've seen it before?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yes, I know it is. Who doesn't know what South Park is?
Just got to check, you know.
Yeah, I guess with me, you always got to check.
Next 5-second rule to wake us up, start the week.
Happy
good
Monday.
Charlotte playing now. Happy Monday. Yes, she's right. Let's wake up with the 5-second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
5 seconds to say three words is how we wake up. Me and Ari challenge each other. Play along listening. See if you can beat us.
All right, Adam. In 5 seconds, name three meals that include potatoes.
Oh, bangers and mash, French fries, roast potatoes.
Okay.
Are you going to accept that?
I will accept it.
I mean, is roast potatoes a meal?
No, I was thinking that.
What if someone sits down for their dinner?
And just eats roast potatoes.
And has roast potatoes.
Well, then that would be their meal, wouldn't it?
So.
No. That was on the edge, though.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, like, potato bake.
Potato bake, yeah, sure. Yeah, and that's what
it's potato
fine.
And leek soup.
Yeah,
and
sure,
I also wrote bangers and mash.
Ah, well.
And that was also my first one.
I might have a lovely dinner tonight of roast potatoes. So, just to make it correct.
Okay.
Ari, in 5 seconds, name three brands of television.
Samsung, Hisense, and LG.
Oh, she made it. She just made it.
Yes!
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, why haven't you watched more South Park?
What do you mean, why haven't I?
Why haven't you watched more South Park? It's one of the all-time great shows.
It is a great show. I don't know. I've had other things to
sort
watch.
Yourself out.
I watched a fair bit of it. I don't know. I don't know, Adam.
Well, anyways, don't check out the first three seasons, according to Trey Parker, the creator, because he's recently said if I had to permanently erase anything from the library, it would be anything before season four.
Oh, really?
First three seasons. But he's been a bit harsh. Season three's got some pretty good moments. Maybe one is a little bit how you're going sometimes.
Yeah, but that's like they were just beginning and
exactly.
Starting.
Quite young.
Yeah.
He's a bit embarrassed by some of the things they thought were funny at the time.
Oh.
You know, I don't know why. I don't know. He's just like, oh, God, this is terrible, he reckons, when he watches it back.
But, yeah. You can see the growth, though. It's a nice reminder.
There's plenty of good stuff in there, too.
So, yeah.
Trey, settle down, mate. It's the first three seasons that made you who you are today.
If you could eliminate a season of your life, what would you eliminate?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So probably a few seasons from the 20s were wasted.
Yes.
What about you?
I wouldn't eliminate any of it.
Oh, come on now. You can't ask me that and then just say none. Okay, I'll go with none then
no,
as well.
You
none.
Keep it all. Like South Park, It's nice to reflect to see where you've, you know, how you've done, where you've gone, how to grow.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Reflect on time.
That's what I'm saying this whole time. I wouldn't eliminate any as well, Ben, if we're allowed to do it. I didn't know we were allowed to do that. Didn't know that was part of the rules. But as you say, you know, if it wasn't for those early seasons in your life, you wouldn't have, let's say, season 8 metaphorically, like South Park season.
Yeah.
One of the all-time great episodes, Good Times with Weapons. With one of the all-time great South Park songs. They recently performed it live because they had a 25th anniversary concert. Matt Stone up there, Trey Parker playing their own silly songs. Sick musicians.
Trey Parker. You're absolutely frothed. Froth anymore, you're going to be an extra frothed cappuccino.
That's right. Like, I watched it yesterday, this anniversary concert.
Yeah.
Just loved the fact they played this live. So this is a song called Let's Fighting Love that's part of the soundtrack when the kids are playing with ninja weapons that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're kids.
Yeah.
And it's all in Japanese, most of it, some of it's not.
Oh, you froth this even more then.
But it translates to, I have a wonderful penis, there is hair on my balls. Is that the sound of a baby monkey? No ninjas are here. And then the chorus is, hey, hey, let's go, let's fight. The important thing is to protect my bowls. I'm a badass, so let's fighting love. They played that live.
Sounds like a great song. Adam is dancing.
Love that.
You are so excited.
How funny is it that he actually sang it in Japanese? No one knows that he's singing something so funny.
It's kind of catchy though, isn't it?
One of the most wholesome, funny moments, the crowd sing along to the Protect My Balls bit. Good advice.
You people.
What a funny concert. Good on them.
You're so excited. You're all rashed up again.
I know. I get excited when people start saying the important thing is to protect my balls. It excites me.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference? So we want you to call up 1-300-655-922 and tell us which one is the real Carl, there we go, Baron. If I can get my words out. If you get it right, by the way, you'll be in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Thai Imperial for a food feast and also a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Rightio, comedian Carl Baron. We discovered he's the coast's favourite comedian. We ask your favourite comedian. Everyone was saying Carl. So can you spot his voice? 1-300-655-922. Is he A?
Oh, back in West Australia, don't you hate it when the bus is, you know,
right,
it's not...
Right.
It's not...
Is he B?
There is no cynical reason. There's the obvious reason that I want people to cry in the hope that I'll get a Logie.
Or is he C?
I went outside and I pulled out these flowers and I put them down my pants. And because I just thought I wanted an edge.
1-300-655-922. Which one do you think is Carl Baron? We'll go again. He's A?
Oh, back in West Australia, don't you hate it when the bus is, you know,
right,
it's not...
Right,
it's not...
B?
There is no cynical reason. There's the obvious reason that I want people to cry in the hope that I'll get a Logie.
See,
I went outside and I pulled out these flowers and I put them down my pants. And because I just thought I wanted an edge.
1-300-655-922. Which one's Carl Baron this morning? See you, man.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're doing the Carl Baron challenge.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Gina from Ulverston's on with us to play Who Dat this morning. Gina, do you consider yourself a Carl Baron fan?
Oh, I love him.
You do love him?
Very.
Yeah, he is very funny, man. All right, we'll see if you can spot his voice from a lineup of three. His A.
Oh, back in West Australia, don't you hate it when the bus is, you know,
right,
it's not...
Right,
it's not...
Got B.
There is no cynical reason. There's the obvious reason that I want people to cry in the hope that I'll get a Logie.
And we go C.
I went outside and I pulled out these flowers and I put them down my pants. And because I just thought I wanted an edge.
Which one's Carl Baron, Gina?
Well, I'm going to lock in C, Adam.
I went outside and I pulled out these flowers and I put them down my pants. And because I just thought I wanted an edge.
You've locked in correct.
Well done, Gina.
Thank you.
You've done it. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial. They've got a new cocktail bar and also the $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well done, Gina. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
A was Thank Tim you. Minchin. B was Andrew Denton.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Later on in the show, we're catching up with Queen of Burnie, Giovanna Simpson, to find out what's happening in Burnie. Also, Harrison and Sophie from St. Brendan's Shaw College will join us to talk about their trivia night. Next up, though, today in history, CFM Adam and Ari.
Morning.
Hey, how you going? Good, thank you. Taylor Swift on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Also later in the program, we'll be giving another lucky winner a $250 Rex Airlines voucher. That new route started Friday.
Love a new route.
Was all a successful route, I believe, as well. A couple of routes, I think, at this point. I think I can do a couple of routes a day. That
Why
Rex.
Not?
I think a morning. I think there's a morning route and an evening route.
The best times.
Yeah, well, a bit busy in the day to do any flying, which is what we're talking about.
Today in history, a thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Can you not be so funny sometimes? Can you please just hold it in?
Okay, this is history.
One day.
No, come on, this is history. I won't
yeah,
be funny. This is serious.
Now.
This is serious. This is a lesson. Ariel at the back, please. Listen up, history. It was on this day, the 22nd of August in 1865, that liquid soap was patented in the USA. So I'd like to thank the Lord of Liquid Soap himself, William Shepherd.
Hey, do you use a bar or liquid?
Always the liquid, really.
Always.
Sometimes I get a bar for the novelty of the thing because it's like,
Dove
oh,
soap? You don't use Dove soap?
No, I like that. What is the orange one? What's the orange one?
The orange one?
Yeah, the orange one. What's that called?
The bar or the liquid?
There's the bar. But you can get it in liquid too. It's like orangey brown.
Is it like a real old school soap? Oh, I guarantee this is an
yeah,
old man soap.
Definitely, definitely old school. Oh, damn. What is it called?
Oh, if you know, 1-300-655-922.
I'll find out during okay. news. Okay. So that'll keep him hooked, I reckon. I was on this day in 1896 as Melbourne had its first movie shown. 1896. Its first demonstration of moving pictures. It was at Bourke Street at the Opera House. A crowd of 1,000 watched moving pictures of London and waves crashing on Brighton Beach. How special for them.
They're cute.
Those pictures are moving. That's amazing. It's a moving picture. On this day in 2002, Ari, get a load of this. Kmart became the largest retailer in the USA in history to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Kmart doesn't do as well over there in that US
no.
these days as it does here.
Kmart goes off here.
There's Oof. Only 21 Kmarts left in the USA right now, whereas in Australia, New Zealand, 323. I left. So.
Who doesn't love going to Kmart? I was there yesterday.
I've been there recently too. Couldn't tell you which day, but definitely been there recently. And on this day in 2018, Netflix became the largest digital media and entertainment company in the world, worth $100 billion.
Oh, doesn't that sound good?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam Davison.
Good morning, Ariel Ackland, and good morning to you, first and last name listener. everyone's been waiting with bated breath, staying on the line to listen. What was the soap I was trying to think of? Pears.
I knew it was going to be an old brand. I just knew.
Well, I don't usually get a bar of soap, but if I do, I go with the pears.
But you can get it in a wash.
Yeah, you can get it in squirty form.
Yeah.
You can.
Can get it in squirty form.
But I only really get it because the bar's cool looking. It's like see-through.
Yeah, it is. It looks. It actually looks like a lolly.
Yeah, it does actually, like a lozenge.
Yeah, that'd be confusing. You can also get it on Catch, by the way. Super cheap.
Can you?
Super, super
or
cheap.
Or from your local...
I was trying to Google it to see, like, some more information about it, and it's come up on there on Spish.
Mm.
Anyway,
it is
glad we got to that.
It is an old person's soap, though. My inspiration came from my nana, because she
yes.
used to have it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's a cool-looking bar of soap.
It looks like a lolly.
That can be my brand. Nana, thanks. On the way this hour, we're catching up with Giovanna Simpson to tell us what's happening in Burnie. Word Sanger on the way, dog news on the way, and as well, we're talking today. We didn't get to it on Friday. What do you fall asleep to? What about you, Ari? What do you fall asleep to each night?
Oh, the sound of my Snoopy snoring. Santiago, golden retriever, when she is comfortable, it's so loud.
So she does a proper like...
And it's right next to your ear, too.
Yeah, cute.
But it's practice, all right?
Does she ever have those doggy dreams where she's chasing a rabbit?
Yep. She does. I just have to pat her. I was like, it's okay.
I go to sleep to a variety of things. Sometimes
the
a
nose
show.
Blowing.
Sometimes, yeah, the neighbour with his nose blowing, his throat clearing, he's yelling, he's swearing, that kind of stuff. Sometimes, yeah, the show. Sometimes silence. Sometimes, if I'm trying to nap in the day, I'm trying to induce sleep, I might pop some ASMR on. You ever listen to that?
Oh.
This kind of stuff.
Sleep is calling you. Dreamland is calling you.
Works every Tim.
I actually watch a few of those ASMRs on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're soothing, aren't they?
They work.
They really do work.
People think the OG, the king of ASMR, is a guy named Bob Ross from the 80s. He was a painter and he just did a show where he painted, but he talked like this.
There. Doesn't take too long when you're using a brush that's 2 inches wide. Okay, without even cleaning the brush, we'll go right into little phthalo blue. I like phthalo blue. It's a very warm blue.
Not for me.
Since ASMR has reached those huge heights...
Of TikTok?
Before TikTok.
Yeah.
YouTube, usually. But, like, Bob Ross's old episodes get, like, 50 million views now.
Wow!
On YouTube, each episode. So people go to sleep to Bob Ross, too. To calm them down.
He'd be making some bank from that.
And then we're going to draw a little house there. Soft brushes. Sorry, we're putting everyone to sleep on a Monday morning. But what do you go to sleep to? Tell us. 1300 655 922, or pop it up on Facebook, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
What do you fall asleep to? Some people have said silence. Other people have written in and said anything but silence. It divides everyone the coast.
I think it depends, really, Adam. For me, complete silence, like, you know, during the week, that's fine. But if you're sleeping next to someone that you maybe, you know, haven't slept next to before on a late night, if it's completely silent, don't you get paranoid? I get a little bit paranoid. I'm like, I can't hear you breathing. It's too quiet. Like, put a fan on or, like... There needs to be some sort of noise somewhere because it's too quiet.
What are you paranoid about, that they've died?
No, just like, I don't know, that I can't relax and get comfortable to go to sleep because it's like too quiet.
Because they're not snoring.
Yeah, but then you need to be able to, you know, because then I know you're definitely asleep.
So what are you worried about, though? You're not worried that they've died?
I don't know. Maybe I'm paranoid about myself, like breathing too loud while I sleep.
Well, you're worried about waking them?
Yeah.
Because
they're
so quiet.
Whereas if they're, like, deeply sleep, like sleeping, you can hear them breathe and you're like, oh, that's fine.
Right.
I wake them. They're definitely asleep.
So you think they're not asleep because they're not noisy enough?
Yeah.
Right. It's weird. This is a weird theory.
It's a weird thing.
You're worried about
weird. But yeah, you need to have like some other sound just in that scenario.
Well, maybe rain sounds.
Oh, that'd actually do perfect.
A lot of people have written in, they sleep to rain sounds. Amanda's written in saying, I sleep with brown noise, can't sleep without it of a night. So you've heard of white noise, this is brown noise. Only the low frequencies of the white noise or something like that.
That sounds so much better.
Blocks out other sounds as well, apparently.
Oh, my God, I need this on my phone.
Can be relaxing.
Those sleepovers.
Now, we know a lot of people, they go to sleep to true crime.
That is weird.
I have before in the past. One great one is Case File. Have a listen. It's Australian too, doing us proud.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular one, though.
On Sunday, November 1, 1992, there was a knock at the Schneeberger's front door. Lisa went to answer it and, to her surprise, saw an officer from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police standing on the stoop.
You know, the way he talks...
Don't you get nightmares?
No, not if you're a big, strong man.
Big, strong man. You're going to get scared.
But that's every Case File episode ever, is they thought they were going to spend the rest of their life together. But unfortunately, one of them was murdered. He talks like that. It puts you to sleep.
Do you know what does put me to sleep? Law and Order SVU. Dun dun. just that first bit. It's like, oh, so calming.
Zomuri has a very loud clock that she falls asleep to.
No.
And she has to turn it off if anyone else is there because they can't sleep because it's so loud, apparently. Chloe's written in, sleeping pills.
Oh, they always help.
Phoebe's written in, chloroform.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
24 past 7, that's Jamelia with Superstar Like a Dog. All right, Ari, we've all been waiting for it while they're here. So don't worry, they're here. The results of the 2022 Great Australian Dog Survey, they're out.
Oh,
you'll be happy to know.
Wow.
Been waiting forever.
Yeah.
Like all year.
Like 12 months.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And the findings reveal some surprising truths about man's best friend.
Okay.
Aussie dog food company Scratch surveyed 12,700 dog owners and found that 65% of dogs sleep in their owners' bedrooms and 56% sleep under the covers. Does Santi check that box or?
Oh, not under the covers. That wigs me out.
But the 65% of in the room. She's on top of the covers.
She's on, and she's got a special blanket on the bed, so my...
Doesn't get dirty.
Yeah.
It can get dirty. Not just the hairs, they often bring in dirt, sand.
Oh, yeah, especially in wet weather.
They love to roll in poo.
Oh, when you don't wipe... let's not discuss that. When you don't wipe their feet and then they jump on the bed and then there's poor prints everywhere.
They don't understand about welcome mats, dogs.
No, they do not.
You know what I mean? Better etiquette, please.
They don't wipe their feet.
Exactly. Many dog owners see their dogs as part of the family, with one in three less interested in having children of their own since they've gotten a dog. One in three dog owners.
One in three?
Are now like, don't need kids, got me dog, sort of, since they've had the dog.
That's a lot.
Yeah, considering they've changed their mind since having the dog, it's not even something they originally thought.
They are like your babies, though.
Half of all dog owners said that losing their dog was harder than losing a human loved one. Half of all dog owners said it was harder than losing a human in their life. And 8 in 10 Aussies believe that dogs deserve to be seen as more than property by Australian law.
Mm.
8 in 10. They're more than just property. 8, that's a lot of crazy dog owners out there that are a bit, don't you think? They're still property, aren't they? What would you have them as in the eyes of the law? You agree that they're not just property?
Well, they're part of the family.
Should they have a last name that shares the name with you and stuff?
I give Santi. Santi's got my last name at the vet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cute. More than half of dog owners would even be willing to sacrifice some of their salary to spend more time with their pets, with roughly a third having already negotiated to work from home for that very reason, so they can be around the dog.
Yeah, but, yep. I concur.
Is that where you've been this year?
I shall stop. a lot of days I'm like, man, I really wish I was just at home with Santi because she's all alone.
Bring her in.
I actually did bring her in on Saturday.
Did you?
And she was so scared she wouldn't walk down the stairs again and she'd gained weight and then I had to carry her down and I was like, oh, I'm going to drop her.
She'll get used to the stairs.
No, next time I'll bring her in.
I believe
carry her down.
International Dog Day is coming up and it's one of the days we're at Agfest, by the way. Are you bringing her down?
No, you can't take dogs to Agfest.
Yeah, but you're sort of like staff.
No, you can't take dogs to Agfest. I'll bring her in, but you've got to carry her down the stairs.
Yeah.
It's just a bit heavy for me.
Does she want me to?
She knows.
Does she?
Yep, she knows.
Dog owners are willing to put up with a few pitfalls, including finding it harder to rent, holiday and date. And date, apparently. Apparently it's harder to date with a dog.
Well, I mean, depends on what sort of dog you've got, doesn't it? And then, you know, do they want the dog inside? Do you want the dog inside? Yeah. I see that. And, like, you know, you want to go out and go on dates at nighttime, but if you've worked all day, you've been away from home all day, and then you've got to go on a date and go away from home again, it's like, but my poor dog is at home. Like, I can't do that, sorry. Gonna have to do it another day because she's all alone. There's no one here beside me.
Haunting. Also, 1 in 5 Aussies have lied to their landlord about owning a furry friend.
That doesn't surprise me.
1 in 5. Good on you. They've got enough power, honestly. Screw them. All's well that ends well. Lie to your landlord.
I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Still to come, just after 8 o'clock, we'll check in with our street team. Renna will be here in Devonport.
Yeah, at Mitre 10 in Devonport.
No, she's not going there anymore. She's going to be here at 2 Hillcrest Road, I believe, in Devonport. Caden will be at Harvey Norman Burnie. Giovanna Simpson will join us before 8 o'clock to talk what's happening in Burnie. And next up, Word Sanger. Your chance to come into the draw, $50 to spend at Niche Plants. They're in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. Word Sanger next. Sam Smith, CFM's Adam and Ari, 18-8. I got confused by Renna's message.
Love, love, love. She's going to be at Devonport Mitre 10.
After 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock. So worry about it then.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. If you think you know the word in the middle of the sanger, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants.
Alrighty, word machine Theo, what we got?
Your words for today are queen and keeper.
Oh, Adam.
What?
That's an easy one. Queen? Oh, I can't even say the rest of it because I'm gonna stuff it up.
Queen and keeper. Queen something something keeper. 1-300-655-922. What comes after queen and comes before keeper? 1-300-655-922. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 14 to 8.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Van from Burnie's on with us to play Word Sanger this morning. All right, Van. The word machine will give you the words. You tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are queen and keeper.
What do you think, Van?
B.
The word for my sanger is B. Queen B. Beekeeper.
Well done, Van. You've done it.
Yay, thank you.
Woohoo! Congratulations, you're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Yay.
Well done. Hang there. I'll just grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's queen time.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Just check me watch, it says Queen AM. So lucky we have Giovanna, the Queen of Burnie, on the air with us. Morning, Giovanna.
Oh, good morning. I'll tell you what, that is my song that I wake up to every morning now, just to get me going for the day.
Perfect. Oh my God, I absolutely love it.
The Queen theme.
The Queen theme, it's a brilliant song. So, good morning, guys. How was your weekend?
Morning. Oh, it was amazing. How about yourself?
It was great. Well, I got to see you, Ari, yesterday, so that was awesome.
That's why mine was great.
Love going to Devonport. Great spot. So, it was great to see you. But, all really good. We've got lots going on this week as well in Burnie.
Yeah, all right, so right. What's happening tomorrow night?
Oh, look, it's exciting. We've got our council meeting tomorrow night. So I just wanted to remind people that it is the meeting. It is at the council chambers, obviously, and the gallery is open to the public. Now, the seats do get full, believe it or not. People do love to come and watch, so make sure you get there nice and early. But if it is cold outside, guys, and people want to watch from the comfort of their own home, they can do via our live streaming. Just head to our website and follow the links for that one.
Oh, I might jump on and watch.
Oh, yeah, look, jump on and watch it. It's really entertaining. And the agenda, if you do want to have a look at it, it is available on our website now for you to download. So people can go and have a look at that. If they do want to ask a public question, they've got till 5 p.m. tonight to do that. But they do need to be in the chambers to read out that question to council. So head to burnie.tas.gov.au. It's that easy.
Awesome. And In the Zone is back.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, it hasn't been shut for a very long time, but they've had some renovations. They've moved back a space. They're in a bigger area.
Ooh, that's what you want.
They are back in action. They've got a huge spot. It's at 10 Wilson Street in Burnie upstairs. And if you're a regular visitor, have you guys been to the Zone before?
Have.
I haven't.
I took on Lee Dixon and I lost.
Oh, you took on Lee Dixon.
Yeah, he pummeled me. Him and a bunch of kids, they annihilated me.
Actually, I do remember hearing about this.
Oh,
you got
goodness.
Drilled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, it's bigger and better now. They've got, it's just amazing. I went down and had a look before it opened. So I went down last week. The laser tag, obviously, is such a fun game for the family or group of friends. They do a lot of school visits and workplace functions. But as I said, the space is really huge, but they've got escape rooms now.
Stop!
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a few of those. So you sort of get locked in this, if you don't know what an escape room is, you get locked in the room. You've got to figure your way out to open the door. So if you're not a fan of confined spaces like myself, probably go with someone else that is, because otherwise you might start panicking. But, you know, it's absolutely brilliant what they've done in there, so definitely worth the look. Lots of great fun and a great thing for Burnie as well.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
I've still never done an escape room.
No, neither have I.
We've got to try that out.
What about the three of us? doing an escape room.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm in. I'm
well, yeah, okay. One round of panicking for me and my
friends. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love it.
I'll be
let's
in
do
the
it.
Corner, crouched down, but you know, you guys can get us out.
Yeah, it's good for content.
Exactly. The more panicked, the better the content. So
exactly. Yes, exactly. So it'll be fantastic. So big congrats to all the guys down there. It's looking awesome. They've had some local kids do the artwork in there as well from local schools. So you know, it's a really Bernie orientated thing. So congratulations, and get on down there and have a look.
All right, and one last thing. There's a quiz itch, the Harry Potter yeah. quiz show. How cool is that name?
Oh, isn't it a great name? I absolutely love it. And best-selling children's author Andy Jones. He's a pretty well-known, and he's going to test the knowledge of everything Harry Potter. So you need to know all your stuff. It's the Quiz Itch Harry Potter quiz show. It's held at the Burnie Town Hall at the Arts and Function Centre. And it's happening tomorrow night from 5:30 to 6. Now, I don't know if you know Andy Jones. He's a children's author, entertainer, but he's an incredible guy. And the Harry Potter trivia questions are going to be pretty spot on.
Ooh.
So you need to know your stuff. You've got spelling bees, games, competitions, and best dress competition. So, I know. Pop
love
on your
that.
Best Harry Potter outfit, I say.
Oh, my God, sounds amazing.
Who would you go as, Ari? You'd go as Hermione, would you?
I would go as Hermione.
Yeah
you got me
like
straight
yeah,
away.
Definitely. Absolutely. It's all part of Book Week, of course. But, you know, you get on down. It's a free event as well. You just got to register online at Eventbrite. So all things Harry Potter tomorrow night at the Arts and Functions Centre.
Lock it in.
Done
it
deal.
It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't.
The answer's Quidditch. It's Quidditch.
It's Quidditch.
The answer is Basilisk. There's a couple of answers for you. Have them ready.
The question is.
Thanks, Giovanna Simpson. We'll
Bye.
Catch up next
it's
week.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Poor old Carlton fans, by the way. Not only did they suffer a devastating one-point defeat to knock them out of the finals to Collingwood, they have to hear about it all morning on the news. Thanks a lot, Alex Jackson. All morning.
Just to really rub
it in.
Salt into those wounds.
God. D's, they went all right. They pummeled Brisbane.
Did they?
Brisbane weren't in it from the first goal. They annihilated them Friday night.
I tipped these two just for you.
Wow, it was a good
supporting
tip.
Supporting you.
Smart tip. Well
yeah.
done. I do quickly just have a PA announcement,
okay,
if that's okay.
Get your PA out.
Excuse me, teachers and students. Sorry for the interruption. Just a reminder that CFM's Apple for the Teaching voting is now open. Head to cfmtas.com.au to vote for your favourite primary school teacher on the coast. Thank you.
I love how you got a fake microphone going into a real microphone.
Well, it creates an echo sound effect.
Yeah.
But double the mic, I know.
But yes, make sure you get those votes in, cfmtas.com.au for CFM's Apple for the Teacher. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman, Hampton Peters Real Estate and IGA Tasmania, as well as Lee Jordan that's selling a home. Let Lee Jordan lead you on that journey.
On the way this hour, Harrison and Sophie from St Brendan's Shaw College will join us to talk about their trivia night. It's the final day you can get entered for it, so we'll find out more about it, and then you can enter, if it sounds good. Chorus King's on the way as well. Also, very soon, someone's getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines for calling us on Friday. Birthday book on the way as well. We'll check in with the street team next. Renner at Mitre 10 Devonport.
Yes, we've got it.
Caden well at done. Harvey Norman Burnie. Yeah, sorry about that, Len. We definitely have had the sunshine stolen today. But it's not all bad because we've got the CFM street team out there with freebies.
Uh-huh. Road it up with the coast best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
We hope you're staying warm out there. Ren, where are you exactly this morning? Because Adam's a little confused.
Sorry, I got confused by your text.
I don't know why he got confused because I messaged and he replied. I'm like, I'm not doing it now.
My bad.
It's fine.
This is
I
so
speak
cute.
Renner,
I'm
it's
just
okay.
hiding inside the cruiser at the moment, trying not to be blown away by this wind. And then I've got friends. They're just in the car park as well, waiting for me to come out of the car.
So sorry, friends. Just knock on the window.
Alright guys, it's me, Ren Ren, from the CFM Street Team, and I am here today at Mitre 10 in Devonport. Have you decided what to give Dad this Father's Day? I'll make it easy for you. Grab a gift card or find the perfect gift for Father's Day here at Mitre 10. And if you know a legend in your community, nominate now to Mitre 10's Community Award for a chance to win $100 gift card. You can nominate in-store or online, and the winner will be drawn at the end of each month. I've got the House of Spuds, buy one spud, get one free voucher. Williams Wraps, the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports, buy local, support local. So come and see me here at my Bex Mitre 10 in Devonport. Have a lovely Monday. Love, 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 coming out of the car. Love, love, love.
Off she goes. She's Rena has left the car.
All right, Kato, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Hey guys, this morning I'm out the front of Harvey Norman, all thanks to their computer department, your local Apple dealer, bringing you Apple for the Teacher voting, which is now open. Now on board the cruiser this morning, out the front of Harvey's, of course, we've got your flavoured milk in the CFM show bags, all thanks to Better Milk. I've got spinach and herb, the ancient grains, and the original Williams wraps. They're the only Tasmanian made wraps, so don't settle for mainland imports, buy local, support local. We've also got a game of laser tag at In The Zone up for grabs, which they've obviously just done their big renovation, so it's pretty exciting. So the first person to me this morning will get that one. Plus, I've got a double pass to Agfest, so come and see me. I'm out the front of Harvey Norman in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical, the king of big screen TVs.
He's got some good stuff out there. Yeah. Good on him. Go find him and grab it. Ooh. Birthday book up next. This is CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time for birthday shouting out right now. Firstly, we've got Lynn on the phone at 1300 655 922. Lynn, you've got a shout out.
And the little girl's name is Brinley Harvey.
Happy birthday, Brinley. How old's Brinley?
Brinley will be 8.
Happy birthday. Happy 8th birthday, Brinley.
And that's lots of love from Nan and Pop.
That's a love from Nan and Pop. And from Adam and Ari.
And from Adam and Ari. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one. We've also had these submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. So they're all in the draw for $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booth and lots more.
Okay, huge happy birthday to Joe from Port Sorrel. Happy birthday, Joe. Have a fantastic day and celebrate with your doggies, chooks and ducks. Looking forward to our joint celebration. Love and big cheers, Prue and Simon.
We have Ange Allen from Mindetta. Happy birthday, Posty Ange. Have a great day from all your Posty friends at Devonport.
Oh, happy birthday, Ange. Kens from Devonport. Happy sweet 16th birthday to our beautiful girl, Kens. We hope you have a super special day. All our love, Dad, Maya, Maddie and Hudson.
Gabriella from Shearwater, happy 13th birthday, Gabby. We are so proud of you and we hope you have an amazing day. Lots of love from Mum and Dad.
Gabby, again from Shearwater, happy birthday, Gabster. Have a great day. Love you from Eva and Logan.
Another one for Gabby from Shearwater. Happy 13th birthday, Gabby. We hope your day is as special as you are. Lots of love from Grandma and Granddad.
Samuel from Latrobe, happy 7th birthday, Samuel. Love your friends, Naomi, Jeremy, Mabel and Harrison.
Another one for Gabby from Shearwater. Happy 13th birthday, Gabby. We hope your day is as special as you are. I think this is a double up. Lots of love, Grandma and Grandma. But what they did, they snuck the double up in there after another birthday shout out to get it shouted out again. I know
and
you
wanted
your Grandma and Granddad.
Gabster, another one from Love, Logan and Eva. There's
and guess
so
what?
Many in there.
Guess what I got here?
I got one
for Gabby from Shearwater. Also from Mum and Dad. I'm not sure if the message is different because I forgot Mum and Dad's one from earlier. But happy 13th birthday, darling. We are so proud of you and hope you have a wonderful day. Is
lots
that the same?
Love. Yeah, I think it is. A lot of double ups. We love it. We're here for it.
Very clever double ups too. You've put them in at different times so that we accidentally say them again. Monty,
you. I see.
The coast has become clever.
Still need pronunciation, so please.
Yeah, we haven't become clever. Don't worry about that. CFM's Come Fly With Me Next. Someone is getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines for calling us on Friday. Imagine Dragons on CFM. Keep an ear out all day today and for the rest of the week as well. We're playing more sound effects of more planes taking off for your chance to win this.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
The winner gets $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. The route has begun.
Yes, the route has indeed. begun, so get on that plane. Go to Melbourne.
Brand new Devonport to Melbourne route. Very exciting. Yeah. Again, listen out all today and all week for the sound effect of a plane taking off, and then call us 1300 655 922 and say, I just heard that plane. We'll put you in the draw. We have a winner from Friday who did exactly that. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nadia?
Yes.
Hello, Nadia. This is Ariel, and I've also got an Adam Davison with me.
G'day, Nadia. How are you going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
We're not too bad. We're just here doing a radio show. What are you up to?
Just getting ready for the day.
Beautiful. Going off to work today?
No, not work today. I've got two sick kids at home.
Oh,
so.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what might make that a bit better, though?
I don't know.
Oh, winning a $250 Rex Airlines voucher.
Really? Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Which you've done.
Congratulations. You're today's
Thank
winner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nadia. Thanks for calling us last week. So you can go whenever you want because their Devonport to Melbourne route has begun.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, that was Friday, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you called up on
excellent.
Friday. So
well done.
You've done it.
Thank you.
And hopefully that's made your day a little bit better with sick kids at home. Give them our love too.
Rainy old day. I will. Thank you.
You'll get a text message from us with all the details.
Okay, no worries.
Well done, Nadia. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Doja Cat on CFM's Adam and Ari, 16 minutes to 9.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It's time to play Chorus Kings. We want you to sing it by calling 1300 655 922. All you need to do is finish the chorus. If you get it right or you're hype enough or you just cack us up and we're in fits, we'll put you in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Alrighty, we'll give you the line of the song. You give us the next line. 1300 655 922 with the line after this.
And I miss you. Now I want.
What comes next? 1300 655 922. The question is, what comes? Gaggy?
And I miss you. Now I wonder.
What does she wonder? What does she wonder?
You know. 1300 655 922.
One more time.
And I miss you. Now I wonder.
Call us with that next bit.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus King.
Sing it! Michelle from Sprayton is on with us this morning to be today's Chorus King. We'll give you the line of the song, Michelle, and you take it from there. Here we go.
And I miss you. Now I wonder.
Go, Michelle!
Michelle!
If I could fall into the sky, do you think I'd... Oh, I can't remember the rest.
Ah, that's good enough. I love it. Let's check the tape.
If I could fall into the sky.
Yep, that's enough.
Well done, Michelle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are today's Chorus King and you're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Thank you.
Well done, Michelle. Hang there, I'll grab your details.
Vanessa Carlton on CFM's Adam and Ari, 6 minutes to nine. We're joined in studio by Harrison and Sophie from St. Brendan's Shaw College. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, have we made you late for school this morning?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Do we need to write a note or you're fine?
I definitely need a note, yeah.
Oh, I think I'll be fine.
Oh, no, I reckon just had the day off.
No, that sounds good.
Classic.
You're already late, mate. I'll just go back home.
That is a classic Ari attitude. No, I suppose you don't need to know. Just get him to tune in. That's proof. We're busy, all right? We'll plug in the trivia night that we have this Friday, so you can still enter, but it's last day today?
Yeah, last day to enter today. That will be closing up when the office closes today.
Yep, okay. And who sets the questions for this trivia night?
The SRC exec of St. Brendan's Shaw College set the questions for Friday night, yeah.
Okay. Do we know what categories are in store or...?
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's a bit of sport, a bit of history and geography, and there's some random ones in there.
Okay, cool. Very nice.
Very nice. Now, you can bring your own food. What are the best items you've seen in previous years?
I'm thinking last year the KFC was up there. They can bring whatever.
That's such a great idea.
It is.
Go to a trivia night and bring your own snacks.
They call Zinger Burgers brain food, I'm pretty sure, don't they? Or is that
pretty
tuna?
Sure they don't. If you rock up with tuna, though, and you open it, everyone is going to literally look at you and death stare you.
But then
don't
just,
take tuna.
But it's brain food.
Yeah, but this is fishy smells. Yeah,
it's probably a bit weird.
Yeah.
KFC is pretty cool, though.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah, maybe just stick to like some chips and stuff.
Yeah.
Keep
something
it simple.
That's not too smelly.
Exactly.
Leave your blue cheese at home, Adam.
Okay, sorry, I'll leave the... Okay, good advice. What about raffle prizes? There's a raffle on the night?
Yeah, so we have a raffle on the night. We have a pizza oven up for grabs for the raffle
awesome.
Night, which
nice.
Is pretty cool. Yes.
Do you think? Yeah.
That'll get people along. And where do the funds raised go?
They go to the Warriwee Women's Shelter. They offer 24/7 weak crisis accommodation for women in our local community.
Yeah, how cool. Yeah. So a good cause as well and good fun. Where can people book last day today? How do we get a table?
They can ring up the school and through our Caritas office they can book. It's $50 per table and it's for 10 people, so $5 each.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm, and it's all going to a good place. So
it's happening
cool.
this Friday. What time does it kick off?
5:30 the doors open and 6 p.m. start.
So get there at 5:30, get your picnic spread out on your table of 10 with all that KFC. Yum.
It's the St. Brendan's Shaw College Trivia Night this Friday. Harrison and Sophie, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning and welcome to the week. We've got a way that we can welcome you into the week right now.
Oh my God, the best way possible, winning a double pass to AgFest.
Little surprise for you for a Monday morning.
Yeah, AgFest is actually celebrating 40 years. And I mean, what better way to celebrate than for you to come along and see us?
Yeah, you can't celebrate without coming along. Happy birthday, AgFest.
So if you want this double pass, all you need to do is call us right now, pick up your phone, dial 1-300-655-922. First one through the lines will win.
That's it. Yeah, all thanks to the Hi-Viz Army. Building the workforce to build Tasmania, supported by Civil Contractors Federation Tasmania and the Tasmanian government. Give us a call right now. We've got a double pass. First one through. Quick, get the phone.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding. Turn up
the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922.
And a big congrats to the OG Matt from Burnie who called up first to win that double pass to AgFest.
Well done, OG Matt from Burnie. Can't wait to see you there, mate.
Speaking of winning stuff, you can win a $250 voucher to Rex Airlines tomorrow. You've got to listen out today, though, for that sound effect of a plane. Brilliant.
I think my sound effects are getting worse, to be honest.
Probably, yeah. But that's not it, so don't call right now. But listen out and then call 1-300-655-922 and we'll pop you in the draw. And then we'll announce the winner tomorrow morning just before 8:30. On Friday, we had heaps of calls. I took one from a guy whose name was Adam. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He said his favourite band was Pearl Jam.
Oh, my God. Was that a doppelganger?
Well, I don't know, because he said his last name was Ledbetter as well. And as we know, Ari, there's a Pearl Jam song called Yellow Ledbetter. So you know that I'm not picking the winners because he didn't win today.
Well, no.
It's random. It's totally random.
His name's not Ledbetter.
Adam Ledbetter, he said his name
no,
was.
No, I reckon he's lying. I reckon he's a loyal listener and he's like, I'm going to say my name's Adam and I'm going to say I'm a Pearl Jam fan because he's being you.
No, because Yellow Ledbetter, an extremely rare B-side. You have to be a true fan to know it.
Oh, okay.
It's not even on an album. It's not even on an album. I don't even know why it's in our library.
You and your Pearl Jam facts, honestly. Like, you know what? My goal in life is to get Pearl Jam to send you a message. Wouldn't that be beaut?
Good luck. They're quite hard to get hold of.
Well, I'm going to start trying.
They're elusive. But a big shout out to Adam Ledbetter out there. Sorry you didn't win, mate, but I don't pick the winners. It's totally random. So
try again today.
Exactly. 1-300-655-922.
Adam also wants to talk to you. Be his friend. You guys can listen to Pearl Jam together.
When you hear that sound effect, and you could win $250 to spend with Rex Airlines tomorrow morning, and their brand new route, Devonport to Melbourne, has begun.
Oh, how exciting.
John Mellencamp next. This is CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on a Monday morning.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Yes, before we sign off for the day, another reminder, voting's open.
Voting is indeed open. Who will be crowned CFM's Apple for the Teacher 2022? Get your votes in right now, cfmtaz.com.au. This year, you can only vote once per day. So make sure you get your vote in for today. The winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card.
And each student in the class gets $50 to spend at Harvey Norman. And also, just for voting, you'll go into the draw to win $1,000 to spend at IGA Tasmania.
How good is that? Especially with the pricing of, like, living at the moment, $1,000 on groceries. Mm. So good. So make sure you get those votes in, cfmtaz.com.au. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania, and Lee Jordan. Selling your home, let Lee Jordan lead you on that journey.
And let Jerry Shears, boss man, take you through the workday hits next. See you tomorrow morning.
Fishy boy.